Blog Talk Radio.
Is that me?
To another edition to SNM Radio. I'm your host, Max. Alongside with me is Sasha. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing much. I'm having
technical difficulties. As always, we're Blog Talk, but we're going to get this thing started. Today, we're going to be talking about, you know, planning to for your credit score so you can up your credit score so you can get more money and buy more things and just in case you need credit.
To repair your credit.
Well, you know, you can repair it, but why are you repairing it? So you can get more money and, you know.
Well, I guess it could be about getting more money, or it could be about basically just wanting to buy a home, or just really needing to, you know, get yourself situated. You may want to start a business. It's not necessarily about buying things,
really,
but, yeah, it's just what
now
you
want to
do.
It's true. So we're going to start off by telling you all where to go so you can get your credit report, because that's the first step if you want to repair your credit and see what it looks like.
Yeah, you need to find out what it looks like. If you have a FICO, if you have a score, if you don't have a score, but you need to know where you are and where you start out at. That's the most important thing about finding out about your credit. So the first place you need to go to is you need to go to the three credit reporting agencies. That's TransUnion, Experian, and what's the other one?
Equifax.
Equifax, exactly. Thanks. And you can get those. You can go online, actually, but you want to make sure that you're going to the actual site. It's like your annual. You can go to your annualcreditreport.com. But you don't be careful when you're searching, trying to find your credit report, because there are some places where they'll start charging you to get your credit report, and you don't want that, because you can get your credit report for free.
Once a year.
Yeah, once a year. That's 12 calendar day months. That's 12 calendar months that you can get your credit report for free. That's what it means.
And from all three credit bureaus.
Yeah. You can get it from all three places at one time. And they will send them out to you. They'll send all of them out to you at one time. You know, so you can do that. But go to annualcreditreport.com. That's the first place.
And the second place you can always go to look and see your credit score for free is Credit Karma.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to just go to the creditkarma.com, sign up. You have to put in some personal information to verify it's you, like your address, your name, date of birth, social security number. And you might have to also verify, might give you some a couple of questions you have to answer, like, you know, do you have any, in at 2015, what credit card companies have you opened or something like that? Or, you know, what was your last previous address? Was it in, you know, California, you know, Chicago, And if you pick wrong, it'll give you a certain amount of time to go back and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, you know, it'll lock you out, get all those questions right.
Yeah. And also, when it comes to, I'll be honest, when I started, my credit score was low.
It was low.
It was very low. And, it was coming up for one, but it wasn't it was coming up for TransUnion, but it wasn't coming up for the other ones. So I was like, oh God, is it that low? You know, so don't be surprised if it's low. If you don't have a credit report, don't be shocked about that, because that happens also.
And, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And a lot of, you know, between the top three creditors, they're not going to have the same exact score, because each one of them are scoring differently. So you go to Equifax, it might be, you know, 550, where you go to Experian, it might be, you know, 539.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be alarmed if, well, why this one's piling up? It's just whatever they're basing it on, that's what points they're going to give you.
Yep. And if you have no credit score at all, you know, that means that you haven't bought anything. You know, you're just basically living off of cash. So, don't, you know, if that's what you got going on right now, that's fine. But you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let that get you down or thinking that you can't fix it. A lot of people have student loans that they want to pay off, and rightly so, because they're just, you know, Sally Mae gonna get her money.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people want to go and have those taken off or disputed. Then you can do that. Now, a lot of times and I'm not knocking credit, you know, people that go out and get someone else to fix their credit for them. I mean, if you need help, definitely seek out the help that you need. But if your credit if you just got some minor things, like past hospital bills and things of that nature that are on your credit report and you need to, you know, dispute them, or say, for instance, your name is wrong on your credit report, that can be remedied too.
Mm-hmm. Even they got, you know, a number, your social security number, just one digit off.
Yeah.
That can be disputed.
Yeah, disputed. Yeah. And there's ways to go, and you can do it online.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it through, with letters. And there are a lot of places. I'll put down a link on the page itself of where you can go and get dispute letters, where it's a template. So you don't have to write that letter out every time, but there are template dispute letters that are out there where you can send those in by mail. And you can either do your disputes by mail, or you can go online and do the disputes. You can also call the credit agencies themselves and do your disputes. Now, the thing about calling TransUnion, there are numbers you can call for them, but you definitely want to try to speak to someone in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to speak to, you know, I don't have anything against it, but you don't want, you know, you don't want to speak to someone foreign, that, not that they can't help you, but you may be able to get more resolution for your problem quicker.
And you can understand them better.
Yeah.
That's my big problem.
Sadly, yeah. You will be able to understand them better. So you want to definitely look into doing that. Let me look in my notes. I think that, because you can speak to people, the TransUnion, there's a number that you can call where you can speak directly to a person and not necessarily
automated system.
Yeah. Mhm. Hold on, Scott. Sorry about that. Now, hold on.
Is that the same number as your credit free credit report?
No.
Oh, okay, that one's different.
No.
Okay.
Now the number that I have for I had it wrote down, but now here it goes. If you want to speak to a live person at TransUnion, the number you can call is 1-800-916-8800. And then once the automated answering system waits for the system to get where it says, press 3 to speak to a representative. And then you can try to speak to a person to get your whatever your problem is looked at. Now, to dispute, if you have a dispute that you need to do on TransUnion, you can do that online at dispute.transunion.com. You can do that online, or you can call the number, like I said. There are the numbers for Equifax. There's a dispute number for Equifax. It's 1-866-349-5191. Or if you just need to speak to someone in customer service, it's 866-640-2273. Now, to get to someone at Experian, you call 866-640-2273, and then you press 1, then press 5. You can get to a live person that way.
Now, for each one of those, can you ask to speak to a U.S. Representative?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then it may transfer you over to that, but I know because there were some glitches that back in last year,
mm-hmm.
there were some glitches on TransUnion where people had gotten things taken off of their credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And those things then came back. And it was a glitch with TransUnion. That was a number where we were told, you know, you can go and speak directly to them by calling that number. But you had a certain time frame. So don't go trying to now feel about glitches if you have some things on your credit report. You might be, you know, just it's a good idea to definitely keep a lookout on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
To know what is going on, how many times there have been hard pulls. And that's another thing we're going to talk about. The difference between hard pulls, soft pulls, if people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And also using credit cards to build up your credit score. You can build up your credit score by getting a credit card. Or you can just build up your credit score by, you know, transferring balances, getting on someone else. If you have, you know, say, a family member, a partner, a spouse or whatever, that would let you go, you know, put them on one of their accounts, on one of their credit cards, you can build up your credit score that way.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever they are, if you don't pay, they are responsible for your bill.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. If you don't pay, then now you put your spouse, friend, whoever, on the hook for your money.
There's also credit cards, like you go through a bank, it's like a secure credit card.
Yeah, secured and unsecured, those are ways to build it. Now, with a secure credit card, you know how I mean, a lot of times you get those things in the mail about paying $40-something or $99 for a credit card. Well, those if you have to pay money to get a credit card, those credit cards are unsecured.
Mm-hmm.
Secured, I'm sorry. Those are secured credit cards. Those are ways to build up your credit. But like I said, but there are the ways to build up your credit without using a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get into that also. We'll talk about that Wednesday. But the thing that I want to talk about is utilization. How many know what that is?
Many don't.
I can go on and admit that I had no idea what your utilization and your utilization score was. I had no clue what it was until I started looking at fixing my credit. So then when I found it out, I was like, OMG. Really now? That was that.
Let's say 20 plus years ago, or say 15 plus years ago, it really, the information really wasn't out there how to maintain and get credit. It was like, okay, you just had to have a credit card. You start establishing credit. That's it. That's the most anybody knew. But then as time went along, and you know, you had Google and all these other search engines, kind of like, oh my God, I've been damaging my utilization and my credit score all these years.
Yeah. You're basically what utilization is, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to read the definition. Utilization is the credit card scoring models to calculate your credit score. You can figure out your utilization rate by dividing your total credit card balances by your total credit limits. Now, in order to protect your credit card score, your credit score, you don't want your utilization to get higher than 30%. So how you figure that out is, say, for instance, I'll use myself.
Okay.
For instance. I've built up my credit score in the last, I want to say 7-8 months. Probably almost a year. Going almost a year. Okay, I got one secured credit card. I paid for it with Capital One. And the interest rate is ridiculously high, but I don't use it for much. I also got a Fingerhut credit card, the online shopping thing, Fingerhut, because they're really easy to get. I got that. It's a $300 limit. I did a soft pull with a couple cards, one of them, and what is another one I got? Well, anyway, with those credit cards, my total amount that I can spend is $1,500. Right? So out of that, I can only use, you divide that $1,500 by 30%. That tells you how much you can use total. Or if you want to, if you have a credit card that is, say you have a secured credit card and it's $300. You only want to use 30% of that. Now, you're a mathematician, so what is that? That's $90. Well, I knew what that was.
And that'd be $500 for the 15.
For the 15, it'd be $500. Exactly. So, with that $300, say you have a $300, I have a $300 Capital One secured credit card. Okay? And on that, my utilization is to keep it 30%. I can only spend $90. Well, over the Christmas, I used my credit card. And I've only spent $76. So I am still, even though I used it, I am still below my utilization. And I've even paid my credit card bill. Now, you can either pay out that total $76 that you've used, which will increase which may increase your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can pay, I chose to pay 60.
Mm-hmm.
And that's keeping like $16 on open on my account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since I went ahead and I didn't pay at all, you have to worry about interest rate. Well, the interest rate on that, I think mine is 24.3%.
Mm-hmm.
24.3% on $16 is not a lot. I should have brought it down a little bit more
mm-hmm.
than that. I should have got it like maybe $10, but that's what I chose to do. And you look at the interest rate, so of that,
it'd be about $3 mm-hmm. something.
So I'm looking at having $3, maybe $3.50 of interest
mm-hmm.
on that. So I'm looking at now having a total of, I'll just round it up and say $20
mm-hmm.
on that total card. So I can go ahead and pay that interest rate in February. It's like I said, $20. I'm going to give them $20, and that will then cover that interest rate and clear out the rest of that total that I have on my card.
Mm-hmm.
And then possibly my score will go up.
Mm-hmm.
When you pay your credit cards, you want to pay more than the minimum balance. Out of the $76 balance that I had on my card, they're only saying $25. Now, if you just pay $25 on a $76 balance, with an interest rate of 23% to 24% you're not touching nothing.
Mm-mm.
You're not doing anything. So that's a way that you can find to understand your utilization. You don't want to go over 30% of your total spending of your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
To find out what your utilization, how much you're spending now, take all of your credit cards that you have in your wallet, the balance that are on them, you know, not the balance that you owe, but the balance that's on the card when you got it. If you got the card and it was $500, but now they've taken you up to $1,500, so that's what you count. You count that $1,500 balance that's on the card when you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you add all of those up, and you divide that by 30%. And you'll find out what's your total if you have six cards.
You mean times it by 30%.
Times by 30. Sorry. And then you'll find out how much you are supposed to spend with that total, your total amount.
To me, your utilization is saying, hey, this is how, even though they give you $500 spending limit on that card,
mm-hmm.
this is how much you can afford exactly. to put in that card.
Exactly. It is. That's exactly what it is. And mm-hmm. that way, and then when you're spending in your means.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, when you go back to pay it in order to know what your interest rates are
mm-hmm.
and know when your closing dates are.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are important to know, your closing dates. So you won't, even if you have to pay it a little later than what it says. Like if mine was due January the 25th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've already paid it. I paid it the middle of the month sometime, mm-hmm. you know, second week of the month. And when I paid my household bills. So with that knowing, I lost my train of thought. But with that, I know my closing date. So if mm-hmm. I had to pay it later than the 25th of January, I know the date where my interest is going to start coming on my card.
In some credit cards, they do have a, what do they call it? They extend your payment.
A grace period.
Yeah, grace period. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to, even though you might not get it in there on the 10th, you've had maybe about 3 or 4 days to get that payment and before they hit you with the interest rate.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You know, you have to know your closing date. That's your closing date. If you get it in before that closing date, then you won't compound that interest. But that's a good way to start out. So, like I said, everyone, you know, go in, get a pencil and paper, pen, calculator, and bring out all your credit cards, everyone that you have, and add up how much you own those cards, how much you spent on those cards, and by 30. And then that will let you know if you're over, how much your utilization you are, either above, below, or you've capped out. And if you capped out, then you know that you need to go back in and start setting up a payment plan to get those balances down. If you can get those balances down and pay off credit cards, then and paying off those leftover balances that you have, that too will increase your credit score. It's not just about going out getting more credit cards because you have dead accounts, you know, on your credit score where you've not used them, and that can make your score go down because you're not using.
And I always do this. If they say your minimum balance is $25, I always triple that, so it's $75.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you know you're not going to pay, first of all, the first 25 is going to go towards the interest.
If you have it.
If you have it. The second is going to go towards the bill, to the balance. And the third $25 is going to go to the balance or anything that you have coming in.
Yeah. But you don't want to get into that interest, especially if you have, like I do, I have a secured credit card. I don't want my interest rate to, that amount of interest that I'm paying to compound because more than it has. Because it's expensive.
Yeah, because on the, let's say, $200, say you brought something for $200, but then the interest hit you for, let's say, 24%, that's going to be over $60.
Exactly.
So you're going to be paying $60 more out your pocket.
Exactly.
Instead of keeping that in your pocket and saying, well, even though my bill is $200, you can put that towards your bill. And have it, you know, paid off and probably in by the next month.
If you have it.
If
you don't have, that's the thing about, you know, credit and credit card spending is if you don't have cash for it, then you don't need it. Credit cards are good to have, but it's a slippery slope.
The only thing I would say you really need credit cards for in this day and time is for car rentals.
Yeah, you need it for car rentals, and you need it just, in some cases, it's just good to be able to have one. Because you never know what may come up. They're not good to be used as a rainy day fund. But if something comes up, say you need to be towed, you know, like I had to pay for a jump off, battery did. And, though I didn't have to pay for it, my insurance covered it. That's another thing we're going to talk about. though I didn't have to pay for it, but just imagine if I didn't have ready cash, I could have used my credit card to pay for that $25 jump off for someone to come and jump my car off at the mall. You know, but thank God I had my insurance, that roadside assistance, that covered it. So, but that's the thing about it. You want to be able to, you want to be able to use your credit cards wisely. And in my younger years, I can admit, I blew some shit up. I just burnt through them, you know. I burnt through them, and I messed my credit up. And some things went away just because of time frame. And then some I worked on paying off. Because, you know, they weren't that much, but I worked on paying it off. So now that I'm almost 40 years old, I'm trying to get my credit back up. And it's good to get your credit score up because there are a lot of people that want to buy homes now, which
you may want to consider since you're president.
Mm-hmm.
With the FHA and the low housing mortgage protection that Obama had put in place. If you haven't started the process of home buying, you know, it's all a personal choice.
Exactly.
It's all a personal choice. If home buying is for you, okay, you know, then go about it the smart way and get your stuff up and know what you're dealing with and know what you can and cannot handle. If you're in the process, like we're in the process of buying a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get my score up to the 700s this year, hopefully in the next couple months. Because the higher my credit score is, the better I can get a APR financing.
You not only that, but no down payment also.
Yeah, no down payment, but you know, it's what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
I started I started seeing about my credit and working on it in May or June of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I have no shame. When I first started looking at I had no credit score. I had no FICO score. Nothing.
Goofy. That ain't nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, you ain't need no credit for nothing.
I had no credit score at all. Nothing. So since June of last year to now, my credit score is in the 630-640 range.
Mm-hmm.
And,
don't tell nobody. They might come at you trying to get your credit. So, I'm sure somebody's out there is a negative 15 or something. Like, damn, that's real good. Let me see what I can do.
I've been thinking about that. I'm like, I gotta start being more secure. I gotta get that identity theft stuff. I got a credit score now. They might try to take my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So in the last, you know, since June of last year, that's what I've got my credit score up to. It was a little higher than that, but I used my credit card. And
which will go back up, you know, when she pays it on time, you know, it'll probably give it 2 months to go up. She would even up higher because it's like, oh, okay, she's using it and she's paying it on time, so we're gonna up it.
Yeah, they may do that. I don't want them to do it too much. And then I have one that I have not used at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in my account, and it's reflecting negatively now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dropping my score because I haven't used it.
Right.
I've only used one. I've only used the Capital One. And basically, I was just using it for gas, and I bought, like, I needed to get some groceries at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a couple of groceries, you know, nothing serious, nothing major. Bought a couple of groceries, and I bought a Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a lot. It wasn't a big Christmas gift, was it?
Yeah, it was needed. It was needed.
Yeah, it was a Christmas gift, and I got that. And so that's basically what I was using mine for. And I knew that I could pay that off.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I chose to do. So that's how I'm working on that. But we're going to talk more about utilization and exactly how you can build your score up without using credit cards. Like we talked a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways you can do it to build your score up without applying for credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And be careful with that. We're also going to discuss hard pulls and soft pulls.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know, you know, you get these places and you go to a place and they're saying, oh, you want to apply for our credit card today at Best Buy?
That's a hard pull.
Yes. Is it worth it? No.
No.
What's there? The first thing you want to ask is, what's your APR? And if the person signing you up don't know what the APR is, no. If I ask you, can you tell me what the APR, what the annual percent is on this card? You're trying to get me to get something. You can't give me some info. I don't want it. No. Thank you. If, you know, you go to some of these other department stores, Staples, you know, they want you to sign up for it. You want to get our credit card? If they ask for your total Social Security number, the whole thing, that's a hard pull. Now, I can try to talk to y'all about the shopping cart trick when you're online shopping and you want to try to get a credit card. There's only certain stores you would try to do that with, and you can get a credit card with them. Now, we can talk about that. You can even go on YouTube and talk about the shopping cart trick. It's what you have to do. We can discuss that also. Anything else you want to say? Or have I talked enough?
We gave them all the information until next time because we only got 5 minutes left of the show, so.
Yeah, that's fine. So, we'll come back Wednesday and talk about that, talk about hard pull, soft pull, and the, what else I say?
Even going to show you how to save money. Look at the way to save money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You need to know that. I always need
especially when it comes to shopping.
What are you trying to buy?
You get your deals, but mine are even better. But cause, you know, you got your, you like a name brand cheese. You know, you like that
cheese. I buy Walmart cheese, and I buy Kroger cheese. But cheese anywhere else from the store? The dollar store, sir? You?
Hey, hey.
No.
It may not be good for melting, but it's good for eating.
It's not even real cheese.
Hey, what you want for a dollar store cheese?
Well, that's it. That's just nasty.
Even the Kroger kind is not real cheese.
Yes, it is.
That's why it's so cheap.
Is the Kroger cheese ain't cheap?
Yes, it is.
What you consider cheap?
If you can get, let's say, 16 slices of cheese for, you know, $2.99, that's cheap. That's a dollar cheaper than Kraft.
No.
Yeah.
I've never seen, I don't get sliced cheese like that. If it does not have, if it doesn't say real cheese on the package, I don't buy it. If it does not have the word real on the package, I don't buy it.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, a lot of stuff is not even real. Maybe 5% real cheese and 95% fake cheese.
I'm not gonna argue with you about cheese.
Cause we about to eat some.
No, you about to eat some. I'm not eating cheese tonight. So no, but you know, yeah, we can talk about that. Definitely talk about how to coupon. I'm not a big couponer.
And you don't have to be one of these coupon fanatics we got go around here knocking on your neighbor's door saying, can I have your ads? Can I have your ads? Can I have your ads?
Well, I'm not going to knock them now because some of them coupons, they work.
Yeah, they work, but it's some people don't have time to do that. That's somebody who's like a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad.
Not
type of
necessarily.
Thing. Yeah, because no. you got to be searching up and down the, you know, the internet and say, oh, this, you know, $500 coupons for $10. Oh, I'm going to get this over here.
Well, there ain't nothing
you know?
Wrong with buying coupons.
No, but you still have to know,
search the
web.
Well, you have to, I don't, coupon-ing, extreme couponing is not It has its good points and it has its bad points.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all in what people like to do and what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the patience. Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the patience, but I like printing off my coupons and when I find what I like and what I find what I want. And saving.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get some ink. I got to buy some ink. I'm missing out on some good coupons, especially Tide. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Toilet paper. Charmin toilet paper. I need those coupons. But I'm not one of those people that go and clear out racks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just, you know, I get what I need. If,
give
you
me
know,
30 boxes of that Kellogg's, you know, cereal over there. And,
I mean, but hey, whatever works. If they got it and then they only wind up paying, you know, a dollar
mm-hmm.
or whatever, I look and I'm like, wow, I'm fascinated, but it's not my thing. I guess if I got into it more, it would be. But we're definitely talking about those types of things, and we'll talk about that Wednesday.
Yep.
We'll finish up this session about credit Wednesday. And so, on Night Talks with Sasha, yeah, we'll have a show Friday. We'll have our annual round talk on Night Talks with Sasha.
Round table talk
with Sasha Friday. So, if you want to